time rolls. We gonna stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all
know the song. I don't know who's doing this version.
Seriously? You talk with this guy 100.
Is it Sam Cooke?
Yes, it's Sam Cooke.
I've never heard him do this.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Sam Cooke?
Yeah, I first thought it sounded like him. I'm like, I would have heard this at some point.
I've gone to Sam Cooke YouTube and let it run so many times.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, he's the best. I need a good Sam Cooke, not documentary, but biopic. You know,
sure.
Played by, like...
Not the VH1 Behind the Music, Sam Cooke. You don't want that.
I mean, that'd probably be all right, too. Played by Leroy Bridges. That's what I think would be perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
If he could act a little bit. All right. Speaking of music, you know, what has been an annual event. I found out about this. I think the 8th annual was the first time you guys came on the show. Beth Creighton and Aaron Largen are here. And when did you say we're going to do 10 and call it? Was that after last year's?
After we came on the interview with you. Just kidding. We've actually been talking about it for a couple of years. And, you know, 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And I think we've all seen events that sort of run their course. And we've worked really hard over 10 years to keep it fresh and fun. And we'd rather go out while we're on top than, you know, be trying to sell tickets 3 years from now. So
has it ever not sold out?
Early on, I mean, once we kind of were getting our feet under us and kind of, you know, besides our parents and friends showing up the first couple of years, it really started to get out there. But I mean, really since years probably three or something, it's not been a chore to sell out. And, you know, this community continues to be just generous with their time and their money here and continues has support us for 10 years.
So it's called For Love of It Cabaret Show.
Yes.
And tell me about the night, first of all, like the dinner and everything. It's going to be back at the Decatur Club. All 10 been Decatur Club?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Jeff is taking care of us there. The format really hasn't changed at all in 10 years.
No.
$35 a ticket. That was the exact same price we did at year one, year 10. We know people got to get babysitters, cash bar, all that stuff. So it'll rack up. So we've kept it the same. And dinner, then we'll do a show and we'll do the same 24 songs both nights. And we'll have an intermission, but, you know, the one thing that we've always kind of put a hitch in this show is the audience participation forces us to do the order differently each night. So it'll be a different show both nights, but the same songs.
Now, do they have the list? Does the audience have the list of what you're doing?
They do. It's in their program. We don't list by title. We try to give a little bit of a clue.
Oh, okay.
Something that'll pique your interest. And then it's always interesting to watch our audience first.
So there will be some wrong songs yelled out then.
Well, we eventually do all 24.
Yeah, we'll do them all. Right.
They're calling the numbers, and so
gotcha. It's
interesting to watch them figure out a strategy. They soon realize that we can't discern between 200 individual people yelling at us.
Right.
So they'll start to work together as a team, as a table. Sometimes tables next to each other will join together.
Okay.
So it's fun for us too as a cast.
Yeah. What's the music? Is there background music being played off like a disc, or is there live music? Or
I play for the piano
and
accompany most of the songs. This year, I think there's 5 songs I'm singing in. So Rick Strine, who's a Decatur musician, he comes in and plays those so that I can sing.
So it's just that you hear the number and you can go into the song.
Absolutely.
You
know,
don't worry.
Yes.
Yep. There's not a big wait like, oh,
nope.
We're doing 9.
The cast has a list on the table so that they know if 9 is called what that means.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a little bit of time to grab a microphone, but we keep the show moving along.
We incorporated guitar a few years ago. We've had it, throughout the cast, we've added guitar, and that's added a nice kind of unique twist on some of the
other
things.
Who plays that?
We have Matt Hall, who comes in from California.
Not that one.
Not that Matt Hall, but Matt Hall, a Millikan student. Tim Gorski, another Millikan graduate, plays guitar.
And this year, Eric Burgett will be back.
He'll
really?
Be back, yeah.
Yeah.
He filled in for 1 or 2 years.
He was here in 2015, and so for part of this 10th anniversary and final show, we've invited every cast member back.
And he's going to come back.
He's coming back.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's premiering a brand new song that's actually going to drop in April 2020, but he's going to premiere it at
our cabaret.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I told him, I said, so everybody else we're doing a best of show. So everyone else in the show is doing something they've done before. And at first I was like, ugh. He's going to be the only one. Like, should I let him break the rules? And so I said, listen, you can do this as long as I can publicize that it'll Eric Burgett is dropping his, you know,
event.
New. Yeah.
So you're going to get 25 songs.
He is one of 24. Yep.
So he did this 1 year and he did like a cabaret style song.
He brought, I think, some of his originals. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
A Lee Brice tune, and then he did one of his originals back in 2015.
Yeah. And he doesn't know when he's up either. He just is he playing anything, or is he just on a mic?
I think he's gonna play for himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I asked
him. His debut song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably gotta do that. Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yes, we're excited to have him back.
No pressure, but you're playing piano when Eric Berget's in the house.
He doesn't scare me.
I don't know if he can. If you can play the keyboard, can you play the piano?
Is that, oh, yes.
Okay,
and he is a very good, he's a very good piano player. Yeah. So it'll be fun to have him back. I enjoyed when he was at Milliken.
Yeah.
So.
Has every year been 24 songs, or is this more for the 10th and final?
25. We incorporated one of the songs into our regular show a couple years in, so it became just a standard, not one of the numbers on the list. So we went down to 24 after we kind of did that and kind of just played with some of the
pretty
numbers.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have done, you've changed the songs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, has it been 24 new songs every year? Okay.
Every year. Year five, we did this same format where we went back to the previous 4 years and pulled back all the good ones and or the repeats that the audience likes. And then this last year, we had our cast members vote, kind of, we laid out all whatever hundreds of songs we had done.
Yeah.
Kind of put, you know, an asterisk next to which ones you liked or you wanted to hear it again. So now we're for year 10, this will be the best of all the 9 years previously.
So if you've done 8 years of songs, the 24 different ones, 8 years, that's 200
pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, we're getting up there.
Yeah, so people are voting?
The cast voted last year.
Gotcha. Yeah. How many is normally in the cast, and how many more are there for...
Normally...
Can we call this All-Star Night finale?
When we started, we had 8, and then we bumped up to 10, and for the past probably 4 or 5 years, we've had 12. So over the course of 10 years, we've had 17 different cast members.
Okay.
And everybody's coming back.
Yeah.
So it'll be
every one of them will be there?
They will.
It'll be a full stage. Yeah.
Beth sent out the invite, you know, just kind of like the, hey, here's the weekend back last fall, and just said, we know life changes. It happens. You know, Eric could be touring during whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody wrote back like, we're in. And even as we get closer and closer, no one's been like, oh, something happened and we got to drop out. Everyone's like, we're back, we're excited, and we're all ready to go out on a high note.
I know you can't remember them all, but is there a few that – who's been with you the longest? Have you had anybody been doing all 10 years? Like you two both done all 10
years. Aaron and I, my husband, Keith, and Chelsea Waller, who's a Decatur native and lives out in New York City. She has done – the four of us have done all 10.
She comes back every year.
She flies back every year.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is going out on top. So we've buried the lead. When is it?
Okay, so it's February 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday, the Decatur Club, 429-4200. Saturday's sold out.
Already.
We talked to Jeff and we're like, what's fire code here on the ballroom floor that we can fit? And we fit 190 people already on Saturday. I think we're about at 135 on Friday. So we have about 50 tickets left. And that will probably, I mean, it's middle of January and this is kind of crazy, the response we've seen.
Yeah. Well, when you've had some success and you say it's going to be the end, I think that's probably the neatest part about it.
And the tickets are $35, but we also want to say that $15 of every ticket goes to the two cancer research charities that we're raising money for, the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
That's cool.
We in 9 years have raised somewhere between $55,000 and $60,000 for them. So we are looking to push that total up a little bit higher this year.
That's cool. And I'm guessing the rest of that is to pay for the night, you know,
Cater
club,
cover the food.
Like you're not, you guys aren't putting money in your pocket.
Nope.
All the expenses go, you know, out to the Decatur Club and things, and then all the proceeds go exactly to the foundations.
We can mostly just talk about Friday since Saturday is locked up. What time does it start?
So we will. Oh, the doors will open at 5:30 for like cocktail hour, just because we want to kind of get people in, get them moving around,
get them lined up.
Dinner kicks off at 6:00. Usually people are probably done. The chef does a great job there, and the staff, they usually have us all cleaned up by 6:45. So we'll kick off the show. It says 7:00. If they're all done eating, we'll go.
Yeah.
And quick intermission, do dessert and coffee and all that stuff, and bring it on home.
So it sounds like what you said. The cast sits in the crowd.
They sit on stage.
It is on stage.
And we watch each other perform. It's fun.
Is it all solos?
No.
Okay.
So we'll do duets, we'll do group numbers, guys songs, girls songs, whole cast numbers. I mean, it's a variety show, so everybody kind of has their own their mark that they leave on every weekend.
Is it all Broadway cabaret-ish? Is it
Say it's a lot of musical theater, but it's also a lot of pop things that you would hear on the radio.
Okay.
And with Eric coming, we're going to definitely get some country
Some
pop stuff too. So
Aaron, what do you perform?
We are, without giving it away, you know, we tend to go, or some of me and Keith and some of my the other guys, we'll go down the black hole of YouTube and look for some funny originals that people are doing in New York or in Chicago and things, almost like it's UCB or kind of, you know, funnier tunes and things. I'm not going to go out
Let me ask you, what have you done in the past?
We've done, let's see, I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
There was, you know, the TV show Scrubs that used to be on. Well, they used to do like musical episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we found a couple successful duets from that.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's a lot of like the comedians who also, they do stand up, but they also write songs and play their guitar. And
okay.
So
one title like I've done in the past is Funky.
Funky fried piece of man meat.
The bro duet. So we get all sorts of, and we'll let Chelsea and some of the other powerhouses, you know, crush out the good stuff. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, how do you get tickets?
Call the Decatur Club. Call Jeff. 429-4200. Yep.
Anyway, you have to go in to pay. I mean, can you pay that night?
He's encouraging to take the card over phone, just we know what we're getting and we can sell out and get that done. Cause we want to make sure that, that seats are reserved and that you got a seat and we're ready to go.
You'll sell out though.
Yeah.
Right. You'll sell out.
We're hopeful. Open. Yeah.
Yeah. Both nights. Now the question will be, in 5 years, will you do a reunion night? I guess, but you got to wait a few years.
Everybody's asked like, what's next or what are you doing? And we just say, we don't know. We just know.
Is there a chance there's something else?
We just know whatever iteration this is done after this year.
Fair enough.
And we're going to see what happens.
We're taking a sabbatical.
Exactly.
Yeah. See how it goes.
I smell a few lies in there.
No.
There's something at least in somebody's mind that you want to do it.
We have chatted. We'll
there's
say
all,
that.
There always is. Yeah.
There's ideas.
Yes.
I like it. 45 minutes and counting. We're talking to Aaron Largent and Beth Creighton, the For Love of It Cabaret Show, coming up at the Decatur Club, say February 8, 9.
7 and 8.
7 and 8.
Friday, Saturday.
But Saturday's sold out.
It is.
Tickets on Friday night, the 7th, $35. Doors open 5:30. Dinner at 6, as I said.
Yep.
And you know, polish off dinner and into the music they go.
Yeah.
Is it, I don't know, just trying to, is it a sing-along night? I mean, is a crowd, you know, you're encouraging them to holler out numbers and pick if they think they know what song's what.
Yeah, I think there are moments and there are tunes that they'll recognize.
Just
there is
sit back
interaction.
And
I mean, it's enjoy, yell it out. You know, it's.
I think a lot of people don't like or are intimidated by a sing-along night. So you don't have to say a word.
No.
You can come watch music
absolutely.
The whole time.
Yes.
You're not like forced to participate in anything.
And then after you enjoy the cash bar, you can come upstairs to the after party afterwards.
Oh.
And I have music up there and we always encourage our audience members to sing. I'm happy to play for you. So, you know, if you don't want to participate during dinner and the show, then, you know, you can come up afterwards.
I like it. What's going on for, are you doing anything with Milliken? You put any shows on?
Yes. This semester, I am music directing a Rodgers and Hammerstein review. So think like Oklahoma State Fair. And we're actually doing a little different. We're going to do a couple of shows at Milliken, but we're also going to do a show at the Decatur Club
and
have a dinner with it. We're going to do it out at Allerton a couple of times.
No kidding.
So we're going to travel.
That's all
bit.
Students do, right?
All students.
Live music?
Just me on the piano.
Just you on the piano. That's live music?
It is.
Sorry. Moreau Forsythe, by the way, is putting on Les Mis, so I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, that's right.
High school kids, it's a task.
It is a task.
Yes, very much so.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
This night's also going to be fun. You've got tickets left for Friday, February 7th. And I mean, did it even hit public for Saturday, or just the regulars buy them
it
all out?
It did. We released, like, we did a full-blown public release January 2nd, or January 1st, 2nd, and I think within
just phone exploded.
A week and 10 days. We, you know, we get the emails out to our friends, the people we normally have seen for the last 10 years, and let them know what's going to happen, and they're ready, and once the Facebook kind of post went viral, if you will, indicator into that kind of community, it was over. So,
Tickets, is it tables of 10 kind of thing?
Yes.
So you could probably buy it. You just got to call with Jeff.
Yep. You can.
Are they assigned the table? If somebody wanted to buy six together?
Yeah. Beth and I do the seating arrangements. Okay. So when you call, and if it's not a full table of 10, tell them, you know,
Eric, party of two.
And if you want to sit together or somebody, just put them together. And Jeff does a great job of making notes, and Beth and I take care of that. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So you can do that, even if somebody's already maybe bought tickets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can be thrown together with them.
Yep.
So reach out and check it out. Good stuff. Anything else we want to hit on?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course, yes.
We'll find another reason to come back and visit
Absolutely.
You.
This is what the show is for, is to promote cool things going on. And this is a unique show, which is awesome.
Appreciate it.
10 years of success. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Out with a bang.
That's right.
Then start something.